Thanksgiving is going to be a bit different this year, with many celebrating in a much smaller way. But how do you pare down the menu and keep those big flavors? Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is Chef John Ash, author and host of KSRO's Good Food Hour. Good morning, Chef John Ash.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing well. So how do we manage a Thanksgiving where we don't have 14 million people over at our house? What is a good alternative to cooking a big turkey?
Well, probably the best alternative for a lot of people is order one already done.
Right?
There are lots of restaurants out there that are offering Thanksgiving meals and all that. But assuming that you really do want to cook something of your own, it's like, do a smaller one. You know, there's been a lot of information in the news recently about people getting 12-pound turkeys instead of 24-pound turkeys. Mm-hmm. And so that helps. But my feeling is you can also change it up. There are other birds that are equally delicious, like a big chicken or a duck or something like that, which are equally easy to prepare. And so you might think about doing one of those. Or, as I was saying to somebody yesterday, maybe this is a chance to start a new tradition, beef stew or something like that.
Right, exactly. Who says that it has to be turkey?
Turkey,
exactly.
Yeah.
If you are going for a bird, and I personally love roast chickens, are there tips to making it more flavorful, crispier skin, that sort of thing?
I think the best thing that you can do, and it's something that we've heard more about in recent years, we've all heard about brining, in which you put the bird or whatever it is, it's not just birds, but typically the bird in a salt and sugar solution.
Mm-hmm.
An even better one, which I think for anybody who ever went to the Zuni Cafe in San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
when Judy Rogers was there, was still alive, will comment that the best bird they ever had in their life was the Zuni Cafe's roast chicken. And what she would do is she would dry brine the bird, and you can do this with turkey also. And all that means is instead of putting it in liquid, a solution, which unfortunately the meat then absorbs a lot of moisture and it's difficult to get it to crisp up and mm-hmm. color and all of that stuff, is simply to sprinkle it with, not heavily, it doesn't take a lot, but with a little bit of kosher salt. I would say, you know, for every pound, maybe a teaspoon or two, all around, and then stick it in your fridge. So you better do it today.
Okay.
Stick it in your fridge, uncovered, on a rack, so in case it drips, it's not dripping on other food. But by putting it on a rack, that gives the air a chance to really circulate. So uncovered, don't wrap it up and all that stuff, and leave it in there for 12 to 24 hours. And then when you take it out, you can just go ahead and roast it straight away. Don't rinse it off. Don't worry about the amount of salt, because you're not going to use that much. And it's absolutely amazing how crispy the skin will become. And all of that is the result of what happens in our refrigerators. They tend, as you know, to dry things out. It's why you get rubber carrots and
sure.
rubber celery and stuff like that. But it really works to our advantage in the case of meats and birds and that stuff. So
I love that idea. And that's also not a lot of hands-on work, right? You just prepare the bird, put it in the refrigerator, as long as there's room for it, let the refrigerator do the work.
That's the other part of it, and it's just amazing how you get this beautifully crispy skin, and also because you've salted it, you don't have to do any further flavoring. People get all wrapped up in stuffing, shoving stuff up underneath the skin of the bird, and you can do that if you want to, but I find that just the dry brine bird is the best thing in the world.
That sounds so good. And what kinds of flavors can you add to a cranberry relish to sort of make it zing a little bit more?
Well, my favorite cranberry relish, and it was funny, I was talking to my daughter, Emily, yesterday, and she said, oh, Dad, and you have to make your famous cranberry relish, which is raw. It's not cooked at all. Mm-hmm. So you take cranberries, wash them off well, a tangerine that you cut into eighths, get rid of any seeds and all of that stuff, but leave the peel on.
Oh.
Throw both of those into a food processor with some sugar, as much or as little as you want. And you could throw in some fresh mint too, but it's not required. And you just pulse it until it gets nicely chopped up. You don't want to turn it into a puree.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best thing that you've ever eaten in your life. It's so much better than anything cooked because you get that bright flavor of the cranberries, of the fresh cranberries, and also of the tangerines.
And so that would also go really well with that chicken, right?
That's right.
Exactly. So
and it'll be
good.
Great the next day when you make sandwiches and stuff like that.
Oh, I love it. We do have those recipes. Do we have your permission to post those on the KSRO site?
Of course.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving. And
yes, thank you. What are you doing?
We're going to do a pork tenderloin. We're going right away from the bird.
Okay, there you go. So there it is, the new tradition.
Exactly. And I'll see you producing the Good Food Hour this weekend on Saturday.
Good. Okay. All right.
Have a great one.
Okay. Bye, Michelle.
That is our very own Chef John Ash here on KSRO.